Chapter 2. In Hollywood, there are blondes, and there are blondes. There are the breathless, baby-voiced, gee whiz, mister, Marilyn blondes, held up high like empty trophies. There are the platinum-hued Harlow blondes, striking and remote, never natural. There's the blonde next door, who everyone loves as a child when she's friends with an alien, or the little kid sister. But then she grows up, a trick no one asked for. There are sunny, friendly blondes everyone likes to see happy, but loves to see dumped. Those poor little never-could-keep-a-man blondes whose heartbreak always makes the front page. There are Hitchcock's icy blonde sufferers, the curves everywhere blonde spilling out of her bra, the butt of the joke blondes, the power blondes begging to be taken down a notch, the blondes who go out like a light, not a survivor's bone in their bodies, the blondes who make the prettiest corpses. None of them held a candle to the hurricane blonde. All right, everyone, I said, my voice froggy as I jammed the bus into park, releasing the hydraulics with a friendly sigh. Last stop. As my riders descended the stairs, still giggly and tipsy, I checked my lipstick in the rearview mirror.